Jesus' name. I receive it. I receive the instruction to not let my heart be troubled, to not let it be fearful, agitated, worried, or frustrated. I make a decisive dedication and commitment right now, right where I am, to trust you with all my heart, not to lean to my own understanding, but in all my ways, I will acknowledge you, I will bless you, I will praise you, I will seek you, I will rejoice in you, I will be confident in you, but I will not fear, and I will not be troubled. I thank you, Lord, that you're supplying to me your peace, your joy, your faith, everything I need. Your grace is sufficient for me. And I give you the glory, and I give you the praise. I will rejoice in you. I will be glad. I'm going to let patience work. I'm going to walk in love, and I'm going to be a blessing. Thank you for the grace to do this. I receive the abundance of grace and the abundance of peace right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God.
You're listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KKKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise for the Lord's Supper experience. There are just some things you want to tell him when you make it over. Some things you just need to say, Jesus. I know you know, but I just want to tell you thank you for bringing me through seen and unseen dangers. I want to say thank you when my body was all racked with pain. You touched it and made everything all right. Listen, when the enemy was on my trail and I was headed to hell, you stepped in and intercepted my course and picked me up and turned me around. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you for all you've done for me. Just want to tell I can't speak for everybody else. You made ways out of no ways. You've opened doors that were shut into my faith. I can't speak for everybody else. But there were times when I felt all by myself and I was in a crowd of people. But you promised me you'd never leave me alone. And I just want to tell my story. How I got over. Oh, sometimes my soul looks back in wonder how I made it over, but and I want to tell it as soon as I get home. Soon as hold it long. I know we'll be there forever, but I'm talking about soon as. I can't wait to tell you, Lord, all that you've been to me. Soon as. Come on, give God some praise in this house for his goodness. Wonderful is our God. Wonderful is our God. And I don't know if you know it, but I tell you, it's nobody like him. Old folk used to say, you trust him for one thing. Trust him for all. And I got news for you. He's brought you all the way from the beginning to right now. And even the things you didn't know he knew, he still took care of you. That's the kind of God we serve. Those of you who just participated in the Lord's Supper don't realize that. That makes it clear to all believers that what Jesus did once and for all was completed at Calvary. And make no mistake about it, my brothers and sisters, the enemy does not want you to know about Calvary. Doesn't want you to lift up the cross of Calvary, the cross of Christ. Because it signifies what he did sacrificially for us that none other could do. None other could do. And when we begin to think about that, many times every third Sunday we take the Lord's Supper and we kind of just go through it, but we just need to take time every now and then and just think about it. Think about it. Why is the cross relevant today? Not just 2,000 years ago, but why is it relevant today? One, because the work is a perfect, complete work. In other words, what he did once, he has no need to do again. It's that perfect and it's that complete. And he paid the price for every person's sin who would accept him and make him Lord of their lives. He has done for them what they could not even do for themselves. The devil don't want you to know that, because it was at the cross. At the cross. Where you first saw the light, the real light of understanding, the light of understanding about what all of this means. Listen, and because of that light that we have now about the cross, it makes clear to the enemy that we know who our true Savior is. It was there by faith I received my sight. It's not talking about physical sight, though that's a part of it. It's talking about spiritual sight. It's being able to see things you've never been able to see before. It's talking about looking at and looking through folk who are not real. When Jesus said to Peter, when Peter had first spoken of who he truly was in that day and time to the believers, who do men say I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus says, flesh and blood had not revealed that unto you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Few verses later, Jesus is telling them, I've got to go to Calvary. I've got to give my life up, and I've got to die. This same Peter, whom the Lord God used, was now being used by the devil because he forbade Jesus to go through with that, to even talk about dying on a cross and giving his life up. But look at what Jesus did. He turned around and looked and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Because of Jesus' power, because of that rest in Jesus at the cross, now that rests upon us. That power that Jesus had in the earth realm, those keys to open up and to bind, all of that left to us because of the cross of Calvary. And so that means we're able to see things now in the spirit realm we couldn't see before. You can see demonic power and activities at work now if you know who Jesus is and you have the gift of God flowing on the inside of you and you know devil talk and heaven talk. And so you know how to rebuke and to bind stuff that don't line up with the word and the will of God. And you can tell when folk are talking the talk but not walking the walk and don't know the power and even deny the power thereof. And so as a result of that, we miss it. We miss it. It was there by faith. I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the days. Why? Why? Because through his shed blood. Well, Isaiah 53 and 5 says, but he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for mine iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah saw it hundreds of years before it happened, and what Isaiah was trying to say was, it's all right now. Because of the cross, because of what Jesus did. Listen, listen, listen. He was wounded. All that Jesus went through, every step of it had a purpose. It was for the transgressions against the law of God, the word of God, the will of God, the way of God. Those wounds were there to take the part of that for us. He was bruised for our iniquities. Listen again. That is no accident. All of that was for the vainness, foolishness, and nothingness that we put upon him and that we brought against God that had to be paid for. He was bruised for that. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Listen, to make peace with God, to get us right with God, to put us in a right standing with God, had to be the work of the Savior, the Messiah, the only perfect one who could make us right with God. Listen, and with his stripes, we, Isaiah said, are healed. Peter picked it up later and said, we were healed. It's a good place to be in whether you are or were. And what the devil does not want you to know is it's all right to sing it, but he don't want you to believe it, that it's all right. Now, he don't want you to know that what Jesus did at the cross paid for every one of your sins. Listen, and most of us know that, and that's pretty much where we're stuck at with the song. What we miss is what else he bought for us. Because he paid for our transgressions. Because he was bruised for our iniquities. Because the chastisement of our peace, the rightness and right state with God, was put on his shoulder. Listen, it made sense and clear that he bought our deliverance. He got our get rightness with God himself for us, that we could not do. Listen, you can't get right with God on your own. I don't care how good you are and how many works you try to do. It's only by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's only by the perfect work of Calvary. And when you begin to realize this and know this, then you begin to realize, wait a minute, well, he also paid for my sickness. And the sickness most times in Old Testament times was associated with sin. So if he dealt with my sin issue first, then I ought not have a sin issue second. Did you hear what I just said? In other words, the sin issue, once that's dealt with, once I have a paid receipt saying Jesus paid it all, then the devil has no right to keep sickness upon me. Then I have the right to present my document paid in full and get this sickness off of me. It don't mean he won't try to rebuke or rescind what I have, but he can't do it. I no longer belong to him. I belong to God, and I must press my claim and decree and declare, by his stripes I am healed. Sometimes you have to do it and it happens in a day. Sometimes you have to do it and it takes 2 or 3 days. Sometimes you have to do it and it takes a few weeks, a few months. Sometimes, like some of those in the Bible, it takes years. But here's what you must not ever do: give up on God. You must not ever make God think that what he gave in his son and his son gave in his life was not worth you fighting for and holding on against the enemy who wants to make us believe that it's not for us today. The devil is a liar. Miraculous healing is just as much for us today as it was in the Bible days. Forgiveness is as much for us today as it was back in the Bible days. Deliverance is as much for us today as it was back in the Bible days. Everything the Lord Jesus provided for us, then he provides for us today. That's why we ought to rejoice in the cross, in the blood of the cross. That's why, no matter what it looks like, what it feels like, you ought to be able to say it's all right now. People don't understand what you're going through, and you've been going through for a long time, but you remind them, I'm going through. I can't stop here. I may pause every now and then. I may rest every now and then, but I can't stay here. I'm going through. No matter what the devil tries to do, I made up my mind, and I ain't gonna turn around. I started in Jesus, and I'm going through. Yeah, hey, hey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to remind you that it's all right now. I want to remind you that what you just got through sharing in has already been bought and paid for you. Start living in the benefits. Start living in the sunlight. S-O-N light. Start living in deliverance. Start living in authority. Start living in blessings. Start living in breakthroughs. Start living in miracles. Oh, oh. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to tell somebody it's all right now. I don't care what it looks like, it's all right now. Jesus paid it all for me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Tell somebody it's all right. If you're not ashamed, tell them it's all right. Yes, it is. Whoa. Now I'm going to ask you to do this if it's all right. If it's all right, listen, listen, listen. Shh. I want you to get up from where you are. Because you know somebody who's been going through some stuff. And they might have tears in their eyes. And they might be at the point where they don't know which way to turn. But I want you to get out of your seat and go lay your hands on their shoulder. Put your hands in their hands. And just tell them, it's all right now. The Lord told me to tell you, it's all right now. Jesus paid it all. Come on, if you're not too mean to do that. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Say it's all right. I don't care what the lawyers say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. I feel it in my spirit. Listen, when I started on my journey, I was a lone and lonesome soul. I didn't know who I was or where I wanted to go. There was an emptiness inside of me I could never seem to fill. There was a longing in my heart that the world just couldn't heal. Oh, but it's all right. Yes, it is. Listen, now people used to tell me that I could do it on my own. Every time I tried it, I found myself alone. So I went to my neighbor. I said, neighbor, I need your help. Listen, he said, I'm sorry, my brother. I'm trying to look for help myself. Oh, but it's all right. It's all right. I found out in the Word of God. Listen. Then I heard a knocking, a knocking at my door. In my heart I knew, I said I knew it was the Lord. Listen, he told me that he loved me and he gave me peace within. He forgave me all my transgressions and he cleansed my heart within. And now it's all right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I don't care what the devil says. It's all right. Oh, yes, it is. I'm the winner. I'm the victor. I've been through dangers seen and unseen. But I can declare today it's all right. Ooh, all right now. Anybody know it's all right? I said, anybody know it's all right? Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. The doors of the church are open. The doors are open. You see, it doesn't take much to know that Jesus has done much for whosoever will. He did for you what you could not do for yourself. He paid the way and he paved the way. And all you got to do right here, right now, by faith, is get up out of that seat. Yes. Just as you are, not perfect, not everything you want to be. In spite of your faults, in spite of your failures, your frustrations, and in spite of your disappointments in others and even in yourself, just as you are, you can come to him and say, sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. God bless. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. What Jesus did for you, what he did for me, what he did for each and every one who hears the gospel and receives him, he did it because he loved us. There's no need to be ashamed. If you trust him, believe him, accept him, he'll take all of your guilt and your shame and everything about you that's not right when you come to him and say, I surrender, I submit to you, Lord.